بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Hey, salam guys, it's your sis Sheba, and I am recording my first ever podcast episode. Okay, well, that's actually a lie. I've recorded another one as well, but it was kind of just an introduction to myself, and I don't know, I've been kind of crippled with fear about posting long form content on here, even though I'm always asked to record like podcast format talks, but subhanAllah, here I am. I decided that it would be really on brand and relevant if I spoke about istighfar in this first episode, because it's really funny. If you're watching or you're listening, my bad, to this podcast right now, it's most likely because you came from TikTok. And if you came from TikTok, it's most likely because you saw my video on istighfar. And what's so fascinating is that I had started stepping up and like being really intentional about making istighfar abundantly on a daily basis about, let's say, 8 weeks ago. And let me tell you, sincerely from the bottom of my heart, I never had any plans to become someone who produces content on TikTok or social media platforms. In fact, if you ask any of my friends in real life, I would like deactivate my Instagram for months at a time, delete all my social apps, and I was like, a private life is a blessed life. And I still feel that way. I do, which is why I'm very intentionally private online. But subhanAllah, it wasn't me who acted to get that message to you. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills happens, and we can't escape His will. Alhamdulillah. And so that video I had recorded because I sometimes post on TikTok friends only. And so I had recorded this video about how I say istighfar 1,000 times a day and I never miss it because I refuse to miss it because it's so transformative. Subhanallah. And I had every intention to post that on friends only, but something in me was like, you know what, you're wearing the hijab, you're saying something good, just post it. Even if it reaches one person and it benefits them, like that would be a good thing for you. That's extra hasanat for you. So subhanAllah, I posted it publicly. And that video got, I don't know how many views, a lot, and it reached so many people that this is one of the risks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up for me from that single video. Like, it's truly so funny and ironic. You know, when you look back, people say like hindsight is 20/20. Like, I'm looking back and seeing how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened so many doors of risk for me because of my istighfar habit, and He did it using that video on istighfar, subhanallah. So let me explain. When I posted that video, first of all, so many people started saying istighfar because of it, and a lot of that hasanat obviously I get for inspiring people, and subhanAllah, like that is so, so beautiful, because those people are seeing blessings in their life and their istighfar is opening up, is creating blessings in my life too, and I'm getting that hasanat, which is opening, which is inviting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and blessings into my life as well. But more so than that, I specifically was making istighfar for a couple of reasons. I have been a little stressed out financially because of some debt that I'm facing. And I felt really like there's no way out of this. Like, I'm just going to have to slave away at this debt for a few months and not spend money, not go out with my friends and eat often, etc. But you know what? Just for the heck of it, let me go ahead and step up my istighfar habit to see if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you know, open to improving my situation financially. And so as I'm starting this istighfar habit, in the beginning, yes, it's a little bit robotic, you know, you're not used to it, you're saying it kind of just to say it, but slowly, slowly, your heart begins to, like, a lot of sins begin to resurface. Like, if you can visualize, for example, a cup of muddy water, okay, and you open the tap, and you're pouring water into this cup, and slowly, slowly, as the cup gets filled with the tap water, the muddy water gets poured out, right? Because it's being replaced with the new, fresh, clean tap water. Istighfar is like this. It has been in my experience. The more istighfar that we do, the more it cleanses us of those sins. And even if you're not aware of the sins, like, you are that muddy water inside of you. But as it gets cleansed out of you from the istighfar, the mud comes up to the surface, like the heavy stuff, the rocks, the dirt, it comes up to the surface, and you become super hyper aware of it right before it overflows and falls out of the cup. And so that's why some people will say that when they really start doing abundant istighfar, you know, things get worse before they get better, subhanAllah. And that has absolutely been my experience, because you're so alerted to all of the, you know, that junk in your body, in your system, all of the sins that you've committed, how you've transgressed against yourself, against others, what debts you owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds you of these sins as He is forgiving you for them, subhanAllah. And so what istighfar does is it helps you recall the ways in which you've transgressed and then ask for sincere forgiveness. And some people say like, oh, I really struggle with the sincerity part of it. Like, how can I be sincere? Like, I'm just saying astaghfirullah. How can I mean it? It will happen. It reminds me of the Quran verse about like how there's types of rocks, and one of the rocks is like you split it, and when you split it open, water comes gushing through. You know, for some people that might be their experience, where your heart feels like that rock. And eventually, one day, the istighfar will cut through, and that's when it's, you know, the spring of water comes gushing through from the rocks, subhanAllah, that spring of iman, ecstasy, that spring of gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you are grateful, He will give you more? So it's like a two-in-one, mashallah. So anyways, let me tell you my personal istighfar story. So I posted this video on TikTok, and it goes, I hate the word viral, but okay, let's say it got like around 150,000 likes, I believe. Anyways, y'all, after that, I gained 70,000 followers within 5 weeks, subhanAllah. Now, I don't know if that's normal or if that's unheard of, but whoa, like, and y'all can go on my TikTok and you can see the quality of my videos. They're all very low quality, like very minimal effort put into it. I clearly don't know what I'm doing. Like, I struggle with the basics, okay? But subhanAllah, 70,000 followers in 6 weeks, I really don't think that's heard of. And what came with the followers was, first of all, I love Muslims. They always make dua for you when you do something nice for them. And so people who were just thankful that I had reminded them to do istighfar would make dua for me. Like, these prayers were in my comment section. I was getting hundreds of DMs and emails of people saying, I just want to say, girl, like, I love you and I'm super thankful to you. Like, every time you pop on my feed, I'm learning something and you're reminding me of something good. And I'm very, like, subhanAllah, the du'as of people started falling on me like rain. And it reminded me of the verse in Surah Nuh when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, seek your Lord's forgiveness. He's truly the most forgiving. He will shower you with abundant rain, supply you with wealth and children, and give you gardens as well of rivers. SubhanAllah, that's what happened to me. The abundant rain that fell from the sky was people's du'as. And there is nothing more precious to me than the du'as of others. Because amongst those du'as, there might be the du'a of someone who's oppressed, someone who is sick and going through hardship, someone who is an awliya, who is really close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone whose du'a will get accepted like this, compared to my du'a, which maybe I have to work harder for it to get accepted, subhanAllah. So that was the abundant rain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered into my life with istighfar. And let me tell you guys, I don't even know if I should be saying this publicly. Remember how I said I was in debt? Guys, my father was asking me for like my pay stubs for some thing we were doing at the bank. And so I'm like, really, I'm not gonna even lie, I'm gonna come out and say it, I'm really dumb when it comes to finances. It's not that I'm dumb, I'm just like very, like, I don't care for it, okay? Like, I just want to pay my bills and I don't even want to look at my account. I know it's really bad, but it is what it is, okay? So I'm not checking like the cents and dollars of how much I'm making in my job. But my father asked me for my pay stub and I sent it to him, and my dad's like, oh, nice, like you got promoted at work. And I'm like, no, I didn't, like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I thought he was making a sarcastic comment, kind of telling me like, hey bud, like, you've been at your job for 2 years, why haven't you been promoted? And so I just, you know, shrugged it off my shoulder. But then the next day he's on the dinner table and he's telling my mom like, oh, like, Shaba got promoted at work. And I'm like, Abba, like, what are you talking about? Like, no, I didn't. He's like, oh, like, you got a, I'm not gonna say the numbers here, guys, because I don't want to invite Envir and Azad, say Allahumma barak. Guys, my job made an accounting error and they now pay me 40% more than my salary. Yep, subhanAllah. So I'm being paid 140% of the salary on my contract. I probably shouldn't say this because I mean, I don't care, you know, risk is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands. I'm not like that attached to it, like the finances portion, but it just goes to show that tawakkul is such a powerful thing, because I knew in my heart that God was going to send me some way out of this crisis. Like, I knew for a fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to cause miracles. He was going to open the floodgates for me, because that's how I believe in God. Like, I believe in God's miracles. And who would have thought in a million years that my job would make such a grievous error. I don't even know if I said that word right. Grievous? I don't know, guys. English is like my second language. Make such a large error to the extent where they are paying me 140% of my agreed upon salary. Subhanallah. 140%, y'all. I was shaken to my core. It was a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to never doubt His majesty. Never doubt His majesty. And actually, this is the verse following the verses in Surah Nuh that I just quoted. So it's ayah number 13. And it's literally Allah saying, "What is the matter with you that you're not in awe of the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" And I felt so called out, because truly, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is impossible. All of the bounds, all of the limitations that exist on earth were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they exist figuratively in the minds of men. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no bounds. There's no bound of time or space. There's no bounds of like physics and what is possible and what is impossible. You know, physicists can tell us like what is scientifically possible, but that doesn't matter. Like, you know how when we were kids we would hear like a hadith about the end times, and we would be like there's no, like, it was just so hard to conceptualize some of these hadith coming true. Okay, like there's a hadith about men speaking to their shoes. There's a hadith about the world like turning and moving in the opposite direction. Both of those have come true. Go search up the Air Jordan telephone. It's literally a shoe telephone. Like, a man is talking to his shoe. His shoe is talking to him. Subhanallah. And then the world's core is moving in the other direction. Subhanallah. Like, the sun will rise from the... I feel so dumb right now. East, guys? Excuse me. I have Ramadan brain. But, you know, these are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promises. It's Allah's world, and we're just living in it. Like literally... Do you understand that we are the creation of the Creator, and He can make anything He will can happen, subhanAllah. And so the limitations exist in our mind. And so some people say like, oh, istighfar is not working for me, I'm losing hope because it's working for all these other people. They're saying it's working for them, but it's not working for me. The limitation exists in your mind, my friend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith Qudsi, what does He say? He says, I am as my believer thinks that I am. I am as my believer thinks that I am. So what you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests in your life. And the other beautiful thing about this hadith is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us something very, very important. Okay, our human minds are so fickle, our brains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us a very powerful tool here. And it's the power of your thoughts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am what my believer thinks I am. He's assigning a power to the thought of the believer. Yani, there is a power in what we think. Our thoughts become our reality. Subhanallah. Is that not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us in that hadith? Subhanallah. Think about that for a second. If your thoughts become your reality, how do you think today? Do you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as your all-loving, most just creator? Do you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as that creator that loves you 70 times more than your mother loves you? Do you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as that most merciful creator whose mercy extends to all of the creatures on this earth, all of the human beings, Muslimin and not Muslim? Or do you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one who created hellfire and who is waiting to punish you? Do you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as someone who is playing jokes on your life and, you know, holding blessings back from you? How do you truthfully, be really radically honest with yourself, how do you see and think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you have husna dhan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you think well of Him? If you don't think well of Him, that's actually the fact what's actually happening there is that you don't think well of yourself. You don't see yourself as deserving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love and mercy. You have to go on a journey of self-reflection, of purifying your heart. And there's stages to love. There's stages to divine love. And the goal is for you to get to a stage of divine love where you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, your creator, subhanAllah, to the point where you're worshiping him not because you fear hell, not because you are looking forward to Jannah, but because you're so grateful and so you love this creator of yours who gave you a chance at life, who created this earth for you, who created the heavens, the skies, the earth in subjugation to you, who created animals for you to eat, who created plants for you to eat, nature for you to enjoy, oceans for you to smell. He created companions for you out of humankind for you to go through this difficult journey of dunya with. He created paradise for you and it's waiting for you. All you have to do is pass his test. All you have to do is pass his test. It is such a small ask, and yet some of us are going to fail. And if we fail, it's not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala failed us or he doesn't love us, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wudud, he's the most loving. If we fail, it's because we transgressed upon ourselves. And that's the truth. And so anyways, I don't mean to get super tangential. Even if you are someone who today does not pray five times, you know, your heart is hardened towards Islam, you're not feeling that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not feeling that iman ecstasy, guys, I can't with English anymore. You're not feeling that spiritual high. Is istighfar still for you? Should you still do istighfar? 1,000 trillion gajillion percent. Okay, I don't know how to emphasize this more. You must engage in istighfar. Why? Dhikr is one of the gardens of paradise on earth. Okay, this is one of the interpretations of a beautiful hadith about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says about someone, you know, I don't want to misquote the hadith. I should probably pause and read it, but it's okay. We're going live here. No edits. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's talking about like passing, someone, a sahaba, I believe, asked him about passing a circle of remembrance, the dhikr circles. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam refers to that dhikr circle as one of the gardens of paradise. And so the scholars, the ulama, they teach us that dhikr is the paradise on earth. Remembrance of God is paradise on earth. Because when you remember God, and you know, remembering God in a proper way requires forgetting yourself, okay? That doesn't mean that you have to forget yourself when you're doing istighfar. That's just like the, you know, the station of the elite, you know, of the saints, mashallah. But when you remember God, you're forgetting dunya. You're forgetting that which preoccupies you. You're forgetting your insecurities, your stress, your anger, your sadness, your grief, your worries. Because you're remembering Allah. You're seeing yourself as a manifestation, as a creation of this creator. You're seeing yourself as therefore a manifestation of this most just, this most loving, this most merciful, this perfect creator. And in that comes a certain peace and contentment. And that comes a certain peace of the heart, a sukoon, if you will, because you're freed of the burden of dunya in that dhikr. And therefore, dhikr is one of the gardens of paradise on earth. So even if you're not feeling it in the beginning, even if you're not a devout Muslim, you're barely practicing, you're not praying, you're not fasting, whatever it is, sister or brother, whoever's listening to this, say istighfar. In the beginning, it might feel robotic. Just give it some time. The stone will be split by the remembrance of God, and the water will come gushing forth, and you will experience that paradise on earth. You will experience that Jannah on earth. You will. This is my personal promise to you. It's not even my, like, who care? Who am I to promise this to you? I'm just telling you from personal experience that it works. But who am I to promise to you? Go read the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this in Surah Nuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says something, when he promises something, he always delivers, okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promises are not false. Astaghfirullah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us, if we seek his forgiveness, he will shower us with abundant rain, with wealth and children, and he will give us gardens as well as rivers. And what is the one garden that we all want? Jannah. Jannat al-Firdaus. Jannat al-Firdaus. That is the garden that we all want. And so seeking Allah's forgiveness is the path to contentment in this dunya, It will give you rizq in this dunya, and it will also give you the gardens and the rivers of Jannat al-Firdaus, inshallah. If we say it with sincerity and humility and full tawakkul, knowing that our Lord wants to forgive us, He wants to forgive us. And if there is a disconnect between us and Him, He didn't move. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closer to us than our jugular vein. So if you're feeling far from Him, it's you that moved. And you can get close to Him through istighfar, inshallah. Istighfar is a miraculous dhikr. It is one of the easiest things that you can incorporate into your life today. Start with 100 istighfars a day. All you have to say is astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Work your way up to 1,000. You know, take advantage of the barakah of the month of Ramadan and try to make this a daily habit so that you leave the month of Ramadan with this habit. So I want you to reach the point where you cannot go to sleep without doing your istighfar, because not doing your istighfar threatens the peace and sanctity of your heart. Like, your heart will not be able to be at peace without istighfar. Subhanallah. Imagine going to sleep every night with the knowledge that you have done more good deeds than bad that day, or that your istighfar wiped away your bad deeds that day. And you're going to sleep happy knowing that you haven't transgressed against yourself. You don't owe any debts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and God is fine with you. And if you die in your sleep that night, because sleep is a little death, you have no problem. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulullah. You have no problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my one and only Lord, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is my messenger. Munkar and Nakir, where you at? Ask me my questions. I'm prepared. Who is my Lord? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Lord. Who is my messenger? Rasulullah Mubarak sallallahu alayhi wasallam is my Lord. I have nothing to fear. I have nothing to fear. I sought my Lord's forgiveness in this world, and I sought His pleasure in this world. And I may have sinned, and I may have transgressed, for I am human, and I'm forgetful, and I'm sinful. But my Lord is so merciful, He is so forgiving, and I sought His forgiveness. So everything is going to be all right, inshallah. With that, I take your leave. Make sure you follow me on TikTok and Instagram if you don't already. My name and there is Khanum Kahwa. And you can email me at khanumkahwa@gmail.com if you have any other future podcast ideas, or if you just want to share your thoughts on this. I would love if you could share this with your friends and family. You will get the barakah of them starting their istighfar, inshallah. Let's share the hasanat with everyone. And I pray that you have a beautiful, amazing, the best Ramadan of your life yet, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bye.